From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Qatar's top diplomat, Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani, has given Kuwait his government's response to a list of demands by four countries that cut ties with Doha last month over its alleged support of terrorism, a charge it denies. Kuwait is acting as a mediator. Details have not been made public. Qatar has denied the charges and appeared ready to reject the demands by Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates. This month's UN Security Council president, Chinese Ambassador Liu Jieyi, said he hopes for a diplomatic solution.
The best way would be the countries concerned work out a solution through dialogue and through consultations among themselves, because we don't see any other alternative.
The demands include the withdrawal of Turkish troops from Qatar and closure of the Qatari state-owned Al Jazeera network. Kuwait University political science professor Shafiq Gabra said support for Qatar's emir remains strong.
I was in Doha before the boycott and the blockade, and I am in Doha after the blockade, and I do see that difference. The popularity of the emir and the popularity of the system and its policy at large has gained quite a momentum.
President Donald Trump has appealed for regional unity to fight terrorist financing. A two-day African Union summit is open in Ethiopia, with AU chief Musa Faki Mohamed expressing frustration over the inability to address famine. Some 20 million people face malnutrition and famine in Yemen, Somalia, South Sudan, and Nigeria. This is VOA News.